Roz McLeod in Epsom in Surrey, our last call on this. You were just three, Roz.
I was, yes. Hello, good afternoon.
Hi. So, you do you remember anything about how other people dealt with it?
Absolutely. I'm now 50, so it's quite a long time ago, but very much, nothing was said. I was an only child. Nothing was said. I was kind of, my dad disappeared. I kind of was given to my grandparents to look after. Popped into boarding school very, very young, four and a half, five. Not a word was spoken. And, I mean, it's just horrendous. When you think about how things are now, and this is why I'm so excited about Winston's Wish, actually, things are so much better now. And I have to say, the loss is one thing, but how it's dealt with is something completely different. Yeah. And so, so crucial. And for me, I mean, I had no siblings, I had no other family. My mum died very suddenly of a brain hemorrhage. So, and back at, that was 1970. So back then, I don't imagine dads used to bring their daughters up. I have no idea, but, you know, mine didn't. And so I was kind of handed over and didn't see him. The whole life has been like a book, really. I must write a book.
So that your father, it's interesting because your father, we're pretty much the same age. Your father would have been in his 20s, I'm thinking, and he's got his career and he thinks, okay, I need to now put my daughter somewhere so I can carry on being the breadwinner or something like that.
I would completely imagine. I didn't see him for years and years, but he must have been paying the bills. You know, he must have been paying for my schooling and so on. So very, very difficult time. But I just want to bring in this thing about Winston's Wish, which is... And it links in beautifully with Children in Need, because about 20 years ago, I was watching Children in Need, as we all do, and I saw a thing about Winston's Wish, and I had no idea a charity existed like this to help the children who have been bereaved and the families who have been bereaved. I was beside myself. My husband's listening, and he will remember I was in floods of tears just going, this is the best thing. This is just what children need and families need. This is what we need. I never had it, and that's what I want for other people.
Well, that's...
And I said, as soon as I possibly can, I'm going to start fundraising for them. And I rang them up the next day from work and said, what can I do to help? And then they were quite a small charity. And they said, well, you know, you can do some fundraising if you can. And now I'm 50, I have a fabulous life, run my own choir, I'm a vocal coach, I teach people, and it's the best thing in the world because it's all about singing and joy and fun.
Brilliant.
And my choir raises money for Winston's Wish. So over the past couple of years, we've raised a few thousand for them, and we're just about to start again for Christmas fundraising, and it will all go to Winston's Wish.
That's fantastic.
That's wonderful. Roz, you have described Winston's Wish and what we, they do better than I could have done. Thank you for doing that. Your story is so typical of children many years ago where a parent died and nobody spoke, and we are getting better. We need to get better. And my last thing is, if anybody's listening and feels like you do and remembers losing a parent as a child, or wants to help a child, or you're a teacher, or you're a friend of a family where the parent has died, please do phone Winston's Wish. They are there for everybody. There's a fantastic helpline, and they really will help you talk, and they will understand what you feel.
Thank you. Barbara Wand, talking about losing a parent as a very, very young person, and Roz as well, talking about getting through it. Winston's Wish, choosing the music in this hour, one of the charities supported by BBC Children in Need.